Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back to 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, we got something you can listen to there or read in that period of time. Literally, if we have something you can do in 5 seconds, maybe 3 seconds. And lots of stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Be sure to take our poll question while you're there. Speaking of poll questions, last week we asked this question in our poll right on the homepage, right out of our newsletter. Some people think anyone earning over $250,000 annually is rich. Currently, the big debate in Washington is whether to increase the income tax for this group. What do you think? Here's what you said. 11% said if you make over $250,000 a year, you're rich and you should pay more taxes. 11% said that. 14% said $250,000 annual income is not rich, but this group should pay more taxes than the rest of us. And then here's the last group. Responded to this question. $250,000 annual income does not necessarily make someone rich, and taxes should not be increased on anyone. No tax increases. 3 out of 4 of you said that. 75% said $250,000 is not rich and taxes should not be raised. Now, right now, I want to say something again. I've said it before, said it recently. But I want to remind you, you're hearing a lot of people on television talking about tax cuts. You know, we can't afford these tax cuts. We can't, you know, they keep calling them tax cuts. Let me tell you something, folks. The tax cutting happened 7 and 9 years ago. That's right. Those tax cuts happened almost a decade ago. Whatever they're going to do today or this week or hopefully before the end of the year, whatever they're going to do is not about cutting anybody's taxes. It's only about whether we leave them where they are or we raise taxes. So these are tax increase potentials, not tax cut potential. So be sure that when you hear that, when you hear people talking about this, that you're clear, you understand if you haven't already thought about this. Because if you don't, if you don't think about it, you think, oh, well, you know, there's some tax cuts going on. There's the only tax cutting that's in the program that they're the bill that they're debating is the potential to for 1 year lower the employment tax by 2%, which I don't think is going to make a big deal. It's probably going to put Social Security more in jeopardy. So I mean that's just not that big a deal. But don't forget, folks, nobody's going to get a tax cut from an income tax standpoint, but you might get a tax increase. In fact, one of the things that they are talking about doing that is part of the deal is to reinstate the estate tax, which currently doesn't exist. Currently, there is no if someone dies in 2010, their entire estate will have no tax on it, which is as it should be. These estates that are being taxed right now, or that are going to be taxed, that were last year and are going to be next year, these estates that are going to be taxed just because someone died, whoever, that person probably has already paid, especially if they earn that money themselves, they paid tax on that money already. That whatever they had, they've already paid tax on that. And the fact that someone died should not be a taxable event. Your death should not be a taxable event. And I'm gonna refer you back to why we have the estate tax at all. To try to, in an attempt to raise money to fund the Spanish-American War over 100 years ago, 1898 or whatever that was, they instated they created the estate tax. That was what it was for, was to help fund that war. Well, guess what? The war's been over for over 100 years. We won, by the way, you'll be glad to know. But the war's over, and yet over 100 years later, we still have the tax. Now, if this isn't a classic example of the pervasive way that anything the government does just hangs on like regulations, like laws that have no purpose anymore, like taxes that should never have been passed in the first place. The estate tax should go away forever. It currently is not, does not exist. There currently is no estate tax. But in the new bill that they're proposing, over $5 million, I think it is, there will be a 35% estate tax. Now, that's the having that kind of a ceiling is a good thing, because most small business estates are not that much. They're lower than that. But many are. Many are more than that. And unfortunately, any family run business where the patriarch or the matriarch dies, that has to then come up with 35% of that estate to pay to the government for having worked their whole lives and created jobs, created wealth, served customers, helped the economy grow, make the United States strong. Any family that has to come up with 35% of that estate to pay to the government probably can't, I can almost assure you, cannot afford to stay in business after that. That's the reason why the estate tax is a horrible thing and should be done away with. But remember this, hopefully the Congress and the President will sign this thing and will extend the current tax rates. That's what we're talking about. No tax cuts involved here. Don't let anybody fool you. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm off my soapbox now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.